This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, USA, USA, USA. Newsmax TV in hour number three, the 8 o'clock hour East Coast, 5 o'clock West. For right now, you'll have to settle for just radio. Maybe one of these days we'll have a two-hour TV show. Who knows? We've tried it out a couple times on Newsmax in the last couple months. I think there's been 3 days where we did two hours of television. It is exhausting, I got to tell you. It is just absolutely exhausting. It just almost knocked me out the other day. I am your warrior, and it takes a lot of energy to do what I do, as I think all of you know. If you listen to that first hour, there's never been a higher energy hour in the history of radio. And I tend to do that, you know, two or three of my 3 hours every day, 5 days a week. It takes a lot out of your voice. It takes a lot out of your heart. It takes a lot out of your, you know, soul. One of the reasons I'm able to do it is because I work out between an hour and 2 hours a day heading into the show. And then I rush between hour number one and hour number two and a 6 minute break to take a shower. And then I rush between hour number two and hour number three, 6 minute break to put on a suit and a tie. I mean, my life is like people who put on Vegas shows and change to, you know, 20 wardrobe changes in a 2 hour show. This is brutal, but I do it every single day. At the same high energy every single day. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I am American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegals. That's who listens to my show. American citizens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio, being among the first 100 callers at the beginning of hour one and now the beginning of hour two. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free anywhere, anytime, anywhere in America. 833-927-8255, which is 833-WAR-TALK. So the whole first hour of the show was dedicated to the crimes of Obama and Hillary and the FBI and the deep state. My new commentary coming out. FBI stands for Fire Bureau Immediately. They should all be fired. And, of course, I also mentioned to you that there's new video out proving beyond a shadow of a doubt, right there on video, that Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department officers were instructed to turn off their body cameras on the night of October 1st. Why? Of all times, in the greatest mass shooting in America's history, that would be when you'd want the cameras on to prove you did nothing wrong. Why would you shut cameras off? Why? So it's all about, you know, this whole show has been all about government is bad. Government is lying to you. Government is conning you. Government is scamming you. Government is stealing from you. But Donald Trump, man, he's great, and that's why government hates him so much. Every government employee hates him, because he stands for honesty. Trump stands for truth. They don't want truth. They don't think you can handle the truth. Remember that movie? I can't remember the name of the movie. What's the name of the movie? You know it? How do you always come up with it? Chris is good, man. A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. Every government official believes that you are too stupid and too weak to handle the truth. So they try and keep it from you. What happened in the Vegas terror attack, they're trying to hide it from you. what happens every day with government, how much money they're stealing from you, and how much money they're wasting, and how much money they're losing, how bad the debt is, and how bad your kids and grandkids are screwed for the rest of their lives. They don't want you to know that. They can't afford Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid in the future. They don't want you to know that. They'll just keep scamming you and lying. And a guy like me comes along to tell you the truth on the radio and on TV. Donald Trump comes along to tell you the truth as your president of the United States. That's really amazing. President Trump came out today and said, I certainly would not sign Paul Ryan's amnesty bill. Thank you, President Donald Trump. That's great. He strongly affirmed in a surprise Friday morning Fox News appearance he would certainly not sign a more moderate Republican immigration bill that Speaker Paul Ryan is pushing in Congress. I'm looking at both of them, President Trump said, speaking of the two Republican immigration bills jockeying for support. Those two bills are Bob Goodlatte's immigration bill and Speaker Ryan's bill. He affirmed certainly he would not sign the more moderate one. That's Ryan's bill. I need a bill that gives this country tremendous border security. He added, it has to end catch and release, end the visa lottery. We have to have a wall. If we don't have a wall, there's no bill. He also touched on the very low number of immigration court appearances by those who are given notices to appear. We're getting MS-13 out by the thousands, but we shouldn't have to be going into towns in Long Island and other places getting them out. You know, it's almost like we're liberating towns. It's incredible. Great stuff, Donald Trump. And then, how about Majority Whip Steve Scalise joins President Trump in opposition to Paul Ryan's amnesty bill. Scalise did not, in fact, whip the compromise legislation today, and he does not intend to whip any immigration bill. Whipping, meaning he's the majority whip. His job is to make the bill go through. Whip, whip, whip. You know, whip each guy. You got to vote for it. You got to vote for it. Come on, let's round up the votes. That's what a whip does. He does not intend to whip any immigration bill unless it has the support of President Trump. Scalise spokeswoman Laura Fine told Breitbart News. He will not support immigration legislation that the president opposes. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's office continues to decline to answer whether he will stand with President Trump or with lame duck Paul Ryan's amnesty plan. But for now, it's clear the House GOP leadership team is divided. Ryan is the only member of the leadership team on record in favor of this amnesty plan the speaker put forward, all as President Trump came out in strong opposition to it on Friday morning. Good job by Steve Scalise. Good job by President Trump. Thank God for them. And he's even giving back to him. Trump is motivating other Republican wimps to have backbone. Lindsey Graham, the all-time biggest wimp in the history of the world, Lindsey Graham, is even getting backbone. Wow. He was on CNN today. On CNN. He appeared on CNN, Lindsey Graham, a Republican South Carolina, to stand by the president and declared he doesn't give a shh. Who likes it? On live TV. As the interview came to a whole CNN host, came to a close, CNN host Kate Bolden noted how Graham went from hating the president, making fun of him, to working with him before asking if he trusted Trump. And Graham countered, he likes Trump and can be an ally to the president. And he stressed he would not be deterred by those who don't like it, a.k.a. the liberal media. When I worked with President Obama, and I did on occasion, I was a hero. Now when I work with President Trump, I'm two-faced. I know how the game's played, Graham said, and I don't give a damn. I'm going to do what's best for the country. I like the president. I want to help him. I hope he's successful. He's been a friend to me. And he says some things I don't agree with. So if you don't like me working with President Trump to make the world a better place, I don't give an S-H-I-T. Lindsey Graham on national TV. What do you know? The wimp has a backbone. Love it. Thank God Trump is standing there to fight these people. Listen to what Trump said at the G7 that the world is aghast at. Oh, my God. Trump actually said this. President Trump stunned his fellow world leaders at the G7 meeting when he said he would ship 25 million Mexicans to Japan, which would result in Prime Minister Shinzo Abe losing his election. I don't know if it's Abe or Abe. They tell me it's Abe. I thought it was Abe. Losing his next election. Do you understand what the point Trump was trying to make? The president was talking about what he called Europe's immigration problem when he turned his attention to the Japanese leader, Shinzo. You don't have this problem, but I could send you 25 million Mexicans, and you'll be out of office very soon, Trump said, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing a senior EU official who was in the room. Can you imagine the look on all their faces? Now, to them and to every liberal, that's politically incorrect, and it is racism. Oh, he's racist. I'll send you 25 million Mexicans. That's racist. You know what it is to me? It's common sense, and it's total truth, and it's raw truth. It's truth to power. What it means is, You guys talk about influencing elections. You guys talk about stealing elections. You talk about American elections being hijacked by a foreign power. Mexico sent most of their country here. They've never tried to stop anybody from coming to America. They're all poor people, and they're all on welfare and food stamps. They may be hard workers, and they are hard workers. I have never, ever been on record as not admitting that Mexicans are among the hardest workers in the world, maybe the hardest workers in the world. But they're all getting free everything. And if you don't believe that, you are just in a dream world. I saw a study out that proves conclusively in the whole United States, all the people who have ever come here, the group that gets the most welfare, and that doesn't mean welfare itself, but all the freebies, food stamps, disability, free school, free medical, you know, like Obamacare or Medicaid, the group that gets the most dollar-wise, the race that gets the most is Mexicans and Central Americans get higher total welfare than any group has ever come to America. And so there's nothing I'm saying that isn't a fact. It's not racism. It's not anti-anybody. Some of the nicest people I've ever met are Mexican. Some of the hardest working people I've ever met are Mexican and Central American. But that doesn't mean they're not all on welfare, some form of welfare. And it doesn't mean that they didn't come here sent by their own countries willingly because they don't want them on their welfare rolls. They want them on ours. They don't want to pay for them. They want you to pay for them. And so Trump's saying, listen, if you had an invasion by Mexico, you'd lose your election. That's what I've got to deal with every day. 25 million Mexicans. And you know what? Trump was only wrong about one thing. There's actually, I looked it up on Wikipedia, there's actually 36 million Mexicans in the United States. 36 million Mexicans in the United States, not 25 million. So he should have said, Shinzo, I'll send you 36 million Mexicans. See how you like it. See if you win your next election. That's truth, man. Just like Romney told the truth, that little gathering, right? They outed him and he said, you know, 49% of America's on welfare, they're not going to vote Republican, so I got to win the other 51%. Well, he was telling the truth, but he was a wussy. He was a coward. He couldn't admit that. He couldn't defend himself. Of course a person on welfare is most likely to vote Democrat to keep the welfare checks coming. Trump gets it. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. Synagenix is the sponsor of this segment of the show. 100% personalized, physician-developed age defiance. They're founded in 1997. So they've been around for 21 years. They've got over 20 clinics all over the United States, including one, their main one in the whole country is right here in Las Vegas, where I'm based. They've treated over 35,000 patients in the United States and worldwide, highly trusted by physicians and their families. 25% of their patient base is physicians and their families. That's amazing. Wow, if a doctor wants to feel better, look good, get younger, Synagenix is the way to go. For your free, no-obligation consultation, find out how you can look younger. Call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER, Y-O-U-N-G-E-R, as opposed to older, 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Synagenix.com, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S, Synagenix.com. So it's not S-I-N, it's S-E-N-E, Genix, Synagenix. Fantastic group, man. They've got me eating the best of my life, man. I eat this amazing shake with their protein powder in the morning, and an amazing shake with their protein powder at night, and in between, pure protein lunch and pure protein dinner. Got rid of all the rice, got rid of all the rice milk, got rid of all the rice noodles, got rid of all the rice cakes. Can you imagine? That was my whole diet. And I thought I was doing good because it was non-gluten. But see, all grains are really bad for most people. All grains. That includes rice. So I'm eating just a pure protein diet. You can eat meat and chicken all day long. Meat and chicken. Seafood. Sushi. Love it. You can go get Chinese food with meat or chicken and vegetables all day long. But you're not supposed to eat a lot of grains. It just destroys your body. It just destroys you. Ages you so fast. And so they got me on the right diet, the right exercise, the right vitamins, and I am flying. Synagenix, I'm their poster boy for the next 3 months. watch how my body transforms. Watch it on my Newsmax TV show. 888-YOUNGER. They got me in hormone therapy, too. This is just great. 888-YOUNGER, Y-O-N-G-E-R. All right, give them a call. Let's grab a call. Dave from California is on line one. Dave, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, good, Wayne. My blood pressure is about 155 over 90 other than that because I'm so, you know what, today. But listen, I want to make two quick points. This Manafort is sent to jail today without bail. I want to tell you about a case here in San Luis, People's Republic.
San Luis Obispo, California. San Luis Obispo, California.
Well, yeah,
right?
It's a communist California, the same, you know, same thing. Anyway, sheriff, L.A. sheriff, was caught with child pornography. A L.A. sheriff caught with child pornography. He was let out by the judge on a $5,000 bail. That's $500 cash. He was let out of jail. But they put him in prison, Manafort. We have such a screwed-up society. It's unbelievable. These judges, these crooks, corrupt. And I'm telling you something. And then there's Ray. This Ray's got the audacity that says that, well, we have 80% good FBI, but 20% might be bad. I don't give a damn if you have one-tenth of 1,000%. That's no good. So he's justifying the 80% that are good, but letting go and giving a free pass to the 20% criminals? What the hell's going on in this country? We have lost it. Lost it. And I'm telling you something, President Trump, if you're listening or your people, get rid of these criminals, Mueller, Rosenstein. Shake down this deep, dark state before they have something that they're going to regret they're going to do because people can't take it anymore, including myself. Wayne, you know, this is the most corrupt. We have a coup d'etat civil war going on. It's got to be stopped.
I'm with you.
That's all I got to say.
I'm with you. All right, cool. And by the way, you'll be happy to know Rudy Giuliani said today. It's one of the things I was going to get to next. Rudy Giuliani said the president's considering pardons for everybody. Everybody involved, go ahead and do whatever you want, Mueller. Go after all of them. Put Manafort in shackles. Put him in jail and solitary for the rest of his life. You're not going to get away with anything because we're going to pardon everybody. That's the way to handle this. From the very beginning, you should have fired them all, not worried about it. But if you're not going to fire them all, then just pardon everybody and it doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, every single person involved in this should be pardoned. If Mueller's after him, pardon him. And then fire Sessions, and then go after Obama and Hillary and all the people under them. Twist their arms till they all turn over all the bad evidence against Hillary and Obama. You know they've all saved it. There's nobody dumb enough to work for Obama and Hillary that didn't save something in their safe because they knew one day they might be literally threatened with life in prison or decades in prison. And they've got to give something up. And they can go state's evidence against Hillary and Obama. Those are the two you got to put in prison. Maybe for the rest of their lives. Bad people. Evil people. Very bad. I never used to say that. I've never said that about a person because I disagree with their politics. But remember, Obama tried to use the IRS to destroy my life. So I have no pity for this man. Put him in prison for the rest of his life. You have no idea what I would like for this guy. Because he tried to destroy me with the IRS. And I have proof. Judicial Watch proves it. That's evil, man. That is evil. That's the Soviet gulag. That's Nazi Hitler type stuff. Going after someone like that. Be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Today, the neighbor of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who attacked him outside his home last year, was sentenced to 30 days in federal prison. The attack was over yard debris that Paul repeatedly stacked near the line between their two properties. Also today, a federal judge ordered Paul Manafort to await trial in jail after prosecutors charged him with witness tampering The president was also asked about Manafort.
You know, Paul Manafort worked for me for a very short period of time. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for John McCain, or his firm did. He worked for me, what, for 49 days or something?
Tom Brady sat down for an interview with Oprah Winfrey, and it's a conversation that involves some topics that you don't usually get to hear Brady talk about.
I love having the, you know, to come home to someone that engages me every night, you know. She makes me laugh. Oh, my God.
You can catch that entire interview on Sunday on Oprah's network at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is
War Now. The Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Bullet Blocker, if you're a parent, if you've got kids, you got to be crazy not to listen with total attention. Stand at attention and just get your hands out and make sure you write down the web address for this wonderful site, Bullet Blocker. Sometimes you just say, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former deputy sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. How brilliant. And this time, what timing in this day and age, this timing of the world? A bulletproof backpack. Kid puts a backpack on. It's got police body armor in it. And so you can't shoot him in the back. And if he moves to the front, it's like a armored piercing vest on the front, right? Now Joe has built a super successful made in the USA company that offers bullet resistant products for your most precious asset, your family and your kids. Bulletproof backpacks, bulletproof clothing, bulletproof vests, bulletproof briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life and gives you as a parent the gift of peace of mind. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR to save 10%. Bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. Go there and tell them you love them. I'm telling you, send them an email when you get to the site and tell them how much you appreciate them sponsoring War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Without them, we're not here. Get it? They're writing the check. They're signing the front of the check. So you get to listen for free. What great people. They support conservative talk radio. All right, we've got our guest, Michael Stumo, CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. His website is prosperousamerica.org. And he's here to talk about Trump and the China trade war, which, you know, I'm writing the new book on Donald Trump, and I'm going to put a whole chapter, and I think Trump's doing a great job. I love it because this is how you negotiate. You tell people, I'm going to screw you over, I'm going to destroy you, we're going to kill your product sales, and then they come back and they negotiate a better deal. That's all. This is called business. Business is war, man. Donald Trump understands Sun Tzu, the art of war. I think he's doing a great job. None of this is going to last long. It's going to be the world's shortest war because Trump's going to scare them with his bluster and get us a much better deal. That's all it comes down to. Let's see if Michael Stumo agrees with me. Michael, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Great to be here.
So do you hear my hypothesis? Do you agree with it that Trump is just a great negotiator, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, any trade war with China, and it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be a trade war because, in a sense, you know, as they say, we have the bigger nuclear, but they're more dependent on exports to us than we are exports to them. So it's just going to be no contest.
Right. I mean, that's been my argument from the beginning is everyone says, oh, my God, they could hurt us. They own our bonds. They could destroy us. They own our debt. Wait a minute. We buy every product they make. If the United States shut off tomorrow the spigot, we'd put the entire China under in a second. They could never do that to us. Am I wrong? I think that's the order it's in. They could do a little damage to us. We could just destroy them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last year we had a $387 billion trade deficit with China. It's the biggest trade deficit between two countries in the history of the world. That finances, the U.S. consumer finances China's rise. We finance their military rise, their geopolitical rise, their military adventurism in the South China and East China Seas. That's where they get the money, is from our consumer market. And they're not cutting it off, but if we were to, you're right, they would be thrown into absolute chaos, and they can't afford that.
So you are the Coalition for a Prosperous America, CPA, and you have more than 4 million members in the manufacturing, agricultural, and labor sectors. Is that correct?
Yes, well, through our members, because we have member trade associations and member farm organizations. We even have member labor unions because we're right to left, and then member manufacturing companies. So we're everywhere from the Tea Party right to the labor union left. But we all want to fix America's economy, get rid of the trade deficit, win the global war for good jobs and good industries.
That's very impressive, man. I didn't know that. I thought you were just like some think tank. You know, I told Andrew Paul, my booker and producer, to get you on the show because I saw a press release by your organization. But I didn't read the whole thing because I'm always rushing like a chicken with his head cut off. And I got so much going on, it's hard to ever study it. I had no idea that you are have 4 million members in the manufacturing, agriculture, labor sectors, and that you today strongly praised President Trump. So tell me exactly what you came out with in praising Donald Trump. What did you say?
Sure. Well, this is called a Section 301. The Gezer Terrace Center was called Section 301 of the 1974 Trade Act. In this case, the administration documented over 8 months the most massive, systematic, persistent, state-sponsored technology theft ever in history. They steal or force the transfer of technology, U.S. technology, to China, to government-owned entities in order to win this economic war. And past administrations turned a blind eye, ignored it, but the Trump administration pulled the curtain away, and it was astounding. And even the Free Trade New York Times and the like were, you know, say, oh, we got to do something about this. So they're putting tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports, tariffs on at a level of 25%. They are targeting, there's $34 billion today and another $16 in about 3 weeks or so.
That's what Trump is targeting, right?
That's what Trump is targeting. Yeah, they're putting the tariffs on today, and they're targeting the products and services in China that they sell to us that benefited from their theft. The theft from us. So it's rational in that way.
So this is really about intellectual property theft more than it is about China imposing tariffs on us and us not imposing tariffs on them. This is really about what they stole from many people, including the members of your organization, the Coalition for Prosperous America, yes?
Yeah, they stole intellectual property from our members as well. But yes, they're benefiting from it. Then they try to sell it back. But our industries and the industries of the future. And so that's what it's about. And China, oddly enough, is saying, we're going to retaliate because you're putting tariffs, you know, you're reacting to our theft. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. They are totally in the wrong. You know, we're going to see a series of moves and counter moves going forward because this will not be the end. Because they either need to change or there's going to be a problem.
Right, but they're retaliating with a 25% tariff on $50 billion in U.S. goods. So what kind of goods are getting this tariff, and how will that hurt our producers here at home?
Sure. Well, they are targeting agricultural and, you know, beef, pork, fish, shellfish, some whiskey, passenger cars, off-road vehicles, that sort of thing. Typically, when we do this, other countries will pick sensitive, you know, agricultural products, which are agriculturally sensitive. We have agriculture in our organization, and they're politically sensitive, and so they're trying to get those senators and congressmen to cave and ask the administration to cave. But I don't think it's going to be much, you know, make much of a difference, but the administration does have to be prepared to protect our agricultural producers with the full force of the U.S. government against the Chinese government.
Got it. And so where do you think all this is going to end up? I assume my gut is, you know, just my gut, I've been right. I'm 1,000 for 1,000 making predictions about Donald Trump, and I think he's the greatest negotiator. And you got to aim high in life. It's called chutzpah. I'm a Jewish kid from New York. You aim high at all times, further than anybody imagines. You aim for outer space, and if you miss, you at least land on the moon. And I think Trump is doing that, and all that's going to happen is it's going to be a series of fights back and forth and threats back and forth and a few actual actions back and forth, and it'll be short-term, and eventually China will give in, and they'll give up a lot, if not all, certainly a lot of their trade deficit, and we'll win this thing. That's what I think is going to happen. What's your gut?
Yeah, I think, as I said, it's going to be a series of moves and counter-moves because China's going to say, well, we're not going to change. You know, it's like saying, you know, we're okay with our technology theft, you know, which is ridiculous. And so they've responded. Trump did tweet a month and a half ago, if they do that, we're going to put another tariffs on another $100 billion in their products. And so we'll see if he actually does that, and I think he will. But understand, the U.S. was founded. I mean, the whole first 120 years of the U.S. existence, virtually the only taxes were tariffs because Alexander Hamilton had a plan that Washington, Madison, Monroe, and all of them agreed with that we were either going to be a third-rate natural resource colony to Great Britain or we were going to grow our industry. So they used tariffs to fund the government, to fund industrial subsidies, infrastructure, and within 70, 80 years after 1790, we became the biggest economy in the world. So, this is how China grew. It's how Japan grew, Germany, South Korea. So we're not afraid of tariffs. That's how countries grew, and none of them grew under free trade, oddly enough. But you wouldn't know it from listening to the news.
No, you also wouldn't know it from listening to the news that any time that we put a tariff on someone and everybody goes, oh, my God, they're putting a tariff on Europe, they're putting a tariff on China, oh, my God, they've all got tariffs on our products, so why can't we put them on theirs?
Well, exactly. I mean, if you look at Germany, Germany's already protected itself from China. They don't have a trade deficit. By some measures, they have a surplus with China. So does Japan. So does South Korea. When Trump did these steel and aluminum tariffs, you may have heard of, to protect our national security.
Yes.
We looked around and thought, well, let's look at the, you know, the big industrial countries that have steel and, industries. And we looked, and those same ones, Germany, Japan, South Korea, you know, Turkey, Brazil, and the like, they did not let China's overproduction swamp their market. The only ones that did were Germany first, before we were America first.
All right, Michael. His company is the CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Website is prosperousamerica.org. We appreciate your input, and I'm so glad I'm not the only one out there saying that I think that these tariffs are a great idea, this trade war is a great idea, because we're going to win it. I'm sick and tired of being on the losing end of everything. All right, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. prosperousamerica.org. Wayne Allen Root, my website's rootforamerica.org. I believe in a prosperous America as well. I believe in America first as well. I believe in America first, second, third, fourth, and forever. Infinity. I'm not here to fight for Germany. Let Germany fight for Germany. I don't get it. I don't get the Obama philosophy. I don't get the George Soros philosophy. I'm not against Germany, but I'm not here to fight for Germany, Italy, England. I'm here for America. I'm an American. That's my job. That's Trump. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
I love Crazy Rudy Giuliani. Don't you love Crazy Rudy Giuliani? He's great. Rudy Giuliani called out Crazy Joe Biden. Crazy Rudy called out Crazy Joe. He called Joe Biden a moron and a mentally deficient idiot, who finished at the bottom of his law school class and predicts he's too old to beat Donald Trump in 2020. He's blasting former VP Joe Biden as stupid, old, and unfit to run for office in 2020. Yes, I'm calling Joe Biden a mentally deficient idiot. Giuliani said in an interview, Biden finished 76th out of 85 students in his law school class, something he lied about when running for president in 1998. He was bounced out of that race for plagiarizing some of his law school work and a speech by British labor leader Neil Kinnock. Oh, I love Rudy Giuliani. Joe Biden's a moron, the former New York City mayor said. I'm calling Joe Biden a mentally deficient idiot. This is my kind of guy. I just, you know, the fact that people don't like that politics is becoming like this, it's hilarious, because all politics has ever been is Republicans have been pinatas who get their asses kicked all day long by liberals, and no one ever does anything about it. The media and liberals allow liberals to just say terrible things about us all day. And finally, we're saying something back about them. They're vicious people. Obama's a horrible human being. I've never said this on the air about anyone in history. Obama is evil. He didn't just sick the IRS on me. He sicked other government agencies on me. And I'm telling you, he did it to many people. He's a vicious, evil human being. And he tried to destroy the American economy, destroy the middle class, because he didn't like the fact that some people make more money than others. He wanted to redistribute the middle class's money to all his poor voters. And he wanted to destroy Israel in favor of his good friends in the Muslim world. Why can't anybody just admit that? Of course they're his good friends. He grew up in Indonesia. That's not one of those birthright citizenship, birthright things. Nobody's questioning his birth certificate here. I'm not saying a word about that right now. All I'm saying is we all know his mother married an Indonesian, moved to Indonesia, and he went there with him, was raised as an Indonesian in a fully Muslim country. That's a fact. So, of course, he's close to them, just like Wainwright is Jewish. Of course I'm nice to Israel. I'm Jewish. Of course he's nice to Muslims. He was in Indonesia around nothing but Muslims as his upbringing. You know, and I'm sure he believes that they're his kin. In other words, he was there with nothing but Muslims, just like I grew up in I got bar mitzvahed. I was in Hebrew school with nothing but Jewish people. You don't think I think Jews are my kin and my friends? And so he felt the same way about Muslims. I get it. But someone needs to admit that and be honest about it. Just nobody ever wants to admit the truth, man. You're always friendly with who and what you grew up with. You're always comfortable with who and what you grew up with. And you're always not comfortable with those you didn't grow up with. You know, in Indonesia, do you think Obama was hanging out with a lot of Jewish people from Israel? So of course he's nice to Muslims. Here's a guy who said this book. The greatest sound I've ever heard in the world is the sound of the Muslim call to prayer. Most beautiful sound in the world. Here's a guy whose name is Barack Hussein Obama, and you got to feel terrible by mentioning that he's real friendly to Muslims and he must think they're like his kin. You got to feel guilty about that. Like there's something wrong if you say that. For God's sakes, his name is Barack Hussein Obama. If my name was like a Shlomo Glickstein, do you think I'd have to be afraid that someone would say I might be Jewish? How crazy is this world, man? It's just nuts. Joe Biden is an idiot. Giuliani said it. See, this is what liberals don't like. There's finally someone hitting back. Wayne Root hits back. Rudy Giuliani hits back. Donald Trump hits back. You know what we all have in common? Rudy Giuliani's an Italian New Yorker. Wayne Root's a Jewish New Yorker. Donald Trump is a combination of Jewish, Italian, New Yorker. That's what he is. He learned on the streets of New York. If you get hit, you've got to hit back. And you've got to tell the truth. You'll never get in trouble for telling the truth, even if it's offensive. Tell the truth. And by the way, I got to tell the truth. This segment is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. There's a better way, and I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I am a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. My kids are members. I put my kids' health care and lives in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 last year, and I will save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 over 2 years because I got away from Aetna, which cost me $2,000 a month. And now I'm paying $400 and change per month with Liberty HealthShare. Call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY. Check them out. Find out more. Find out why Wayne Root loves them, why Wayne Root joined them, why Wayne Root put his kids' health care in their hands. 855, toll free, 58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Tell them at libertyhealthshare.org or at 855-58-LIBERTY. You thank them for signing the front of the check so you don't have to. Here's Trump saying we'll crush the midterms. Check the top of Drudge. Best job numbers in 44 years. Strongest economy in the history of our nation. That's why we're going to do great in the midterms. Best job numbers in 44 years. Top of Drudge. Trump said the policy of controversial policy of separating children from illegal aliens from their parents. That's a Democratic law that he hates and would like to change today. But in the meantime, what matters is the economy and jobs. We're going to kick butt. Economy and jobs. Come on, folks. Trump's telling the truth. Liberals are so scared, man. They're peeing in their pants. They're so scared. Liberals need Depends. Donald Trump is shaking them up so badly. Liberals need Depends. They can't hold it anymore. They're like little babies babbling on and on about separating illegals, and they don't understand Americans don't give a damn. What Americans care about is do we have a job? Do people who live in this country, born in this country, have a job or not? Donald Trump did it for us. God bless Trump. Warren.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Help you.